1 to 3 with Christy D, the midday show with flavour. Thanks to Smash and Fry, open daily from 12 across from the library on Duke Street.
We have Jeff Jepson and Simon Ray in the studio. Welcome again.
Fast am I.
It is lovely to see you. A nice bit of Manx there. Right. Bit by Gilg on the go there. We're talking about the annual fundraising concert that is Lachey as Gry. 10 years now of this fabulous concert. Simon, I'm going to come to you first. How did all of this start? How did Lachey as Gry come together? What was the sort of genesis of it? We like that word.
Well, I just wanted to do something to raise money. And so I met John Caldwell at St. Ninian's Church, and we were chatting, and I said I was thinking about putting something on for charity, and he said, well, do it here. So that was the mainstay. And then I went back home and I rang Jeff and said, look, I'm thinking about putting something on. I can't do this by myself. And he stepped in and said, yep, I'll do it. So I have to pay him £1,000 a year, but it's really good because it all goes to charity.
The money's just resting.
I should just say, yeah, don't believe everything Simon says.
France,
it does all go to charity.
Yeah, it all goes to charity. Yeah. So since then it's just been me and Jeff, and of course the rest of the bands as well, of course.
And it was quite important to you those first few that it was for Gry, wasn't it? That was quite personal to you in a way.
Yeah, it still is. Just the idea that. We don't see the homeless people in Isle of Man, and I think it's very important that we all have a roof over our heads on such an affluent island.
We've just been hearing this week, actually, our Charity of the Week, Salvation Army, talking about how important the food bank is,
yes.
How important the other organisations are, like Salvation Army, that also help the homeless as well. Because obviously Gry is an organisation not quite the same as it was before, but you are still raising money for institutions that help.
That's correct. Sadly, Gry were no longer, so we jumped straight aboard with the Isle of Man Food Bank, and now also Crossroads, who I have the privilege of working for. So it's nice to be kind of keeping it on the Isle of Man.
Yeah. So, Jeff Jepson, what do you remember of that first one in 2015?
Not a lot, to be honest. They all just kind of merge into one. I don't think I was very, very drunk.
Maybe a bit of mulled wine.
I'm trying to remember who we had as a support. Was it May Chalice? We had May Chalice one year, didn't we?
Was that
a bit later on?
That was well later on. We had
a lot of choirs, like children's choirs.
Yeah, Balakotia Choir.
Yeah.
They were grand.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Yeah, they were great.
Who's been,
out of all of them, if you can remember, and apart from yourself, not including yourselves, what is your favourite one?
I'm not sure.
I'm sitting right in front of you.
No,
unbelievable.
Still can't remember.
Well, we should probably explain the format, because yes, you have performances, but it's also very sort of audience interactive, isn't it? So
yeah.
what can people expect, Jeff? What actually happens at these concerts?
So there's like usually three acts. So there'll be like the choir will usually play the first, if there's a choir, they'll be on first. This year it's Lorcan O'Mahony, who's going to be playing with my band as well. So he's going to do a set along with Chris Jagus, who plays keyboards. So they're going to be playing together. And I'll do a set with Lorcan and Chris and the rest of the guys from their band. So they play in the Ed Miller band.
Yeah, it's around, a very clever name.
Around the island. And then Truman Falls will do a set. And then we'll be laying on some homemade stew, and there'll be the lovely staff at the church will do like teas and coffees and
a raffle.
Biscuits, and then there's a raffle.
Your typical village kind of feel, which
yeah.
is really nice.
It's all community, isn't it?
Yes.
Very community.
It's really
so
good.
It tends to go kind of like, starts quite artistic and then it sort of descends
into hell.
Into Christmas chaos.
Christmas nonsense.
Christmas
yeah.
chaos and nonsense
so
is exactly
lots
what
of
we
singing
want.
Along, you know.
Yeah, but that's what we want.
Can bring their own drinks and everything, so.
Yeah.
And that you are, Simon, you're quite, you are very enthusiastic about people joining in, aren't you?
Well, that's the, if it wasn't, because it's Christmas, you have that idea that it's a social event and that you want people to participate. They're just as much as important. They're there to raise money. We're all there in the same boat raising money for charities.
I think people are a bit nervous about it being in a church as well, that they can't do whatever they want, but it's not a religious event as such, you know, it's just...
Well, it is when people have said to me that it feels very religious when I'm on stage.
Yeah, but...
You're going to burn in hell, Simon Ray. Well, it's all raising money, as we've said, for these fabulous charities. It's Friday, December the 12th. Yeah. How do people get their tickets, Jeff?
The easiest way is probably just to go via my website, which is jeffjepson.co.uk. So that's Jeff with a J, Jepson with a J. And there's like the gig section of that. You can click a link through to Eventbrite. So we used to just... We used to just do it all on the door, but now a lot of people don't carry cash, so we've got an Eventbrite. But you just reserve your seat on that, and then you can pay at the door.
And you can pay with a card or cash. So this is also like Jeff says, is that Eventbrite on their page. If you can fathom your way through it, I always, it throws me. And but like I say, you can pay at the door as well. And all are welcome. Everybody is welcome, but please bring your voices.
And it's great for what you say, all are welcome.
It's a good thing.
It's great for the family as well, isn't it? You have so many children turn up
to this.
Yeah. And that's what it's there for. It's Christmas, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, Tune 4, we just do all Christmas songs. It's, you know, it's straight out of the...
Shaky and Slade and all the rest of it.
And everyone joins in. It's such fun. It's such a great atmosphere there. So December 12th, it's all happening. There are some tickets left. They're going fast, though, aren't they?
They are going fast, yes.
And it pretty much always sells out, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Yeah, so do get your tickets quickly to not only enjoy the event, but also to support the fabulous charities, Crossroads and the Isle of Man Food Bank as well. I'm very excited about the fact that Jeff Jepson has his guitar with him. So we're going to hear something live shortly. There you go. Was that it?
That's it.
Thanks and bye. In the meantime, though, while we do sort of sound check his guitar in the background, we're going to put on a song for the guys who've got Steely Dan and Reeling in the Ears. The brilliant Steely Dan, Reeling in the Ears, for my studio guests this afternoon, Jeff Jepson and Simon Ray. Jeff is going to be playing live for us in just a moment with some backing vocals from Simon himself. Jeff, you are now a full-time musician.
I am indeed.
That's very exciting. How's it going?
It's great. Well, I've got another album in the. I did put an album out in October, and I've already got another one in the bag. So
you're very prolific. Can I also applaud you for binning off Spotify?
Thanks very much. Yeah, and Deezer and Amazon.
It's a brave move, that, for a musician.
The unholy trinity.
Because you've got your own site on the go, haven't you?
Well, I've got Bandcamp, so I'm just kind of focusing on that more than anything, really. And I think a lot of artists seem to be kind of going that way.
Yeah.
So I think maybe we might just all go back to like an analogue world.
Let's bring Spotify down. No, I'm probably not allowed to say that, but it's too late. I've done it. Well, you're going to play a song for us.
Yes.
What are we going to hear? Tell us about it.
Is the Goodnight Song. So this was from a few years ago. Dave Kilgallen commissioned me to write a Christmas song with a Manx theme. So I basically got Margaret Killip's book of Manx folklore and went into the Christmas section, and I just kind of like coupled together all of the references. So it's a song about the singing of a song, because it's the Erenni Vi, which people would sing. I think it's like the kind of Auld Lang Syne, Show Me the Way to Go Home song at the end of the night. So it's just a song about singing that song at Christmas.
And will we be hearing this at St Ninian's?
We'll indeed, yes.
Yeah, on December the 12th. Well, it's lovely to have you both with us. Thank you for coming in. And I do love a bit of live music on 1 to 3. It's rare I get to do this. So thank you for bringing it to us. Jeff Jepson with Simon Ray all the way over there in the background.
Thank you very much for having us, Christy.
Thank you for coming in. Here's the Goodnight Song.
Sing the good night song. We'll keep on singing the good night long. Yes, we will sing the good night song. We'll keep on singing the good night long. We'll keep the feast. Though times are hard, we'll hear the fiddles and play our cards. Do you see the myrrh? Is it in flower? Bloom in the dark just for an hour. And we will sing good night song. we'll keep on singing the good night long. Yes, we will sing the good night song. We'll keep on singing the good night long. Someone is walking to Carroll Kill, a long hard road to bow and kneel. Disorderly work for the rest, we'll put our voices to the test, and we will sing the good night song. We'll keep on singing the good night long. Yes, we will sing the good night song. We'll keep on singing the good night long. The night is wild, no boat will go. No end to charm sailors below. We're out of season and out of time, spicing you real, old friend of mine. And we will sing the good night song. We'll keep on singing the good night long. Yes, we will sing the good night song. We'll keep on singing the good night long. Oh, we will sing the good night song. We'll keep on singing the good night long. Yes, we will sing. We'll keep on singing the good night long.
Well, that was fabulous. Thank you so much, Jeff Jepson, with Simon Ray in the background there, harmonising.
I'm in the foreground now.
Oh, there you go. You were when I lifted your mic up. Sorry.
It's all right.
It took a second.
It's all right. It took a while to run back from there.
It was like Grover on Sesame Street when there was near and far.
And this is where we lose them. I knew it was going to happen. Thank you so much for coming in. So December the 12th is Le Chaise Gras. It's the 10th one, so it's a special one.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be celebrating, aren't you? It's going to be a fabulous event. Just remind people again how they get tickets. Jeff.
If you go to my website, jeffjepson.co.uk, and that'll take you through to Eventbrite where you can reserve your seats.
And why should people come, Simon?
Because there's nothing else on. And because it's raising charity money for the Isle of Man. And we're just, why not?
It's Christmas, it's music, it's fundraising, it's a lot of fun.
Well, we enjoy it anyway.
Yeah. And there's mince pies and stew. So, you know, what more could you want? Yeah. Thanks ever so. All the best with your music, obviously. Keep us posted on how
everything goes
and get yourselves to that concert.
1 to 3 with Christy D, the flavour of your afternoon. Thanks to Smash and Fry, Duke Street, Douglas. Open 12 till 10 daily.